You're listening to Season 2, Episode 11 of the Breathe Like a Badass podcast. In this episode, I'm just doing a really quick roundup of some of the best bits of the past season. Hello, you are listening to Breathe Like a Badass, the podcast for ambitious, creative women who know that anxious, overwhelmed, and full of self-doubt is absolutely no way to live. I'm Hannah, and I teach personalized and down-to-earth meditation as a tool to help you overcome anxiety and overwhelm, stop overthinking in its tracks, and finally get you the calm, clarity, and confidence you need to live your most fulfilled, one wild life. This podcast is intended to be your trusty companion as you head outside of your comfort zone. And every week, I speak to badass women and men who are out there taking bold, creative, and concrete steps towards their goals and dreams and living the mindful, contented, and fulfilled life that we really do all truly deserve. This week's podcast is brought to you by my free quiz, which asks the question, what is really keeping you stuck and how can you break free? It is totally free, and in return, you will get a personalized profile sent directly to your inbox, plus a free 3-day video course on exactly what you need to break through to a life that feels truly good. Head over to breathelikeabadass.com/quiz to take it now. And also, if you're listening to this episode on your phone, I would absolutely love to know, and I'd love to say hi and thank you in person. So please do take a screenshot of the episode and post it on Instagram, tagging me at Breathe Like a Badass, send me a DM, or you can always send me an email as well at hannah@breathelikeabadass.com. You would also make my absolute day / week / year if you went to wherever you're listening to this podcast now and leave a review, especially on Apple Podcasts, because those reviews show up well and they help spread the word to everyone else who could use a little bit of support on their journey. Because no one deserves to live life anxious, overwhelmed, and feeling not good enough. Believe me, I've been there and I truly do know. That is where this podcast and my brilliant guests come in. Thanks so much for listening, and let's get on with this week's show. Hey guys, so this episode is going to be a lot shorter than my usual ones because, hey, it's just me. I have finished all of the interviews for season 2. I just wanted to take the time to release this kind of extra bonus episode to really appreciate the guests that I've had on this season and really all of the guests that I've had so far on this podcast. Doing this podcast is really honestly one of my most favorite things to do. It takes a lot of work. I do it all myself, recording, editing, etc. But honestly, the conversations and insights and learning moments that I've had from my incredible guests just make it all worth it. And then when I hear from my listeners that they've also enjoyed it, or that they got something from the episode, or that they really hadn't thought about it in that way, or somebody said to me that it helped them feel as if they weren't the only one who was feeling that way. And that just makes it all worth it even more, just a million times over. I have had some fantastic guests on this season, and honestly, some of them I had written down months ago as dream guests that I never really believed that I would be able to talk to and who I thought would just be far too busy and important to talk to little old me. And when they said yes to be interviewed, it really just warmed my heart, and I knew that there was going to be some real gold in there. So this episode is just for me to say thank you to my guests, but most importantly, thank you to all of you who have listened. You guys are basically the founding members of this podcast. If you think about so many of the big podcasters, you know, they've got hundreds of episodes, thousands of episodes, but I've so far only made 2 seasons, and I've really only made 20 episodes. So for you guys to be here now, right at the beginning of what I hope is going to continue to be a really fantastic, heartfelt, and just brilliant project for sharing ideas and, like I said earlier, making people feel less alone and making people realize that they are not the only ones that are struggling with some of these issues around anxiety or feeling unworthy, or even just wanting to live their best life and really go out there and design and build and live a life that feels true to them, whatever that might look like. And so This episode is really just to say thank you to all of you who've been here and who are listening. If this is the first episode that you've listened to, hello, thank you so much. But as I'm going to talk about in the next few minutes, I really highly recommend that you go and listen to some of the earlier episodes. Some of them are long, they're designed to be listened to when you're doing boring things around the house, or maybe on a long car journey, or a really busy, long, stressful commute. That's why I keep them long, because I love deep, proper conversations, and also so that you can listen to them and really get a huge amount out of them, no matter what you are doing when you're listening, even if it's just sitting on the sofa at home with a cup of tea. These are my top 10 favourite moments or listening learnings that I got from my fantastic guests this season. The first guest that I had on was the absolutely brilliant Jamie Varon, who really speaks volumes to so many women that I know and so many women online. She really has a knack of pinpointing the exact emotions that you may have been feeling, even if you honestly thought you were the only one. And Jamie is a writer and a designer, but she's also just a brilliant truth teller. She's so honest, and she's really clear on how she's been able to build a life that she really loves and a life that feels great. And one of the best quotes from her episode that I loved was, "It doesn't matter how your life looks, it's about how it feels." And that really spoke to me, because I found out about Jamie basically through Instagram. So it's really easy on that platform for us to feel like everything is truly about how it looks, and we feel like we shouldn't show up because we don't have enough makeup on, or we don't have anything interesting to post. And what's really fantastic about Jamie is that she is a writer. A lot of what she puts out there in the world is words-based and writing-based, and she's able to really crystallize the thoughts and feelings that we maybe thought we were the only ones to feel. And I just loved how she put that into words. It doesn't matter how your life looks, it's how it feels. Because ultimately, if we can get up every day and really feel like we love the life that we have and that we feel good in our own skin, then that's really all that matters, I think. And that's basically why I do what I do. So that was my favorite moment from episode one. Episode two was with Liza Kindred, who is a huge, incredible force of nature. She's just brilliant. She's a speaker, an author, and also a creator of the F This meditation community, which I gravitated towards, quite frankly, because of the name. I mean, F This meditation. Who hasn't thought that when sitting down to meditate, whether they're an experienced meditator like me and been doing it for years, or whether they've only just started? I mean, what a fantastic name for a community. The most incredible thing that Liza spoke about, and we did talk about a lot, but Liza is also the creator of the company Mindful Technology, and she helps people to use technology in a more mindful way, in a way that actually helps them rather than continually kind of disrupts their life. And the really groundbreaking moment from that episode for me was this idea that actually technology is not neutral. I think previously I had heard from a lot of people who said things like, technology is neutral, your phone is just a piece of plastic, don't let it control you. But Liza's interview was super useful, because it kind of showed me that actually your phone isn't neutral. It is designed to be addictive. The apps that are on there, the social media platforms, the email apps that we use, they're all designed to be super easy to use, and they're all designed to keep you on the platform for as long as possible. And they're also addictive. And it was so fascinating to hear that from Liza. As somebody that uses my phone a lot, I use it for my business, I use it for just keeping in touch with people all over the world. And, you know, I'm as addicted to Instagram as the next girl. So it was super fascinating and genuinely useful for me to hear from Liza, who is someone who is an expert in mindful technology, that it's not our fault if we continually pick up our phone. It's not our fault if we find ourselves scrolling our lives away through Facebook and Instagram and wondering what happened. It's actually because technology is not neutral. And she gave some really fantastic tips on how to actually start to make a difference in your life so that you're using your technology intentionally, which is something that I'm all about. Because I don't believe that we can live without our phones nowadays. I don't believe that really you want to delete Instagram forever and ever. What you want is a healthy relationship with it so that you can enjoy the good bits of technology without feeling like you're draining your life away in front of the screen. That episode, episode 2, was fantastic for that. The third episode was with Kim Palmer, who's the creator of the Clementine app and community. And honestly, this was one of my favorite ones because I hadn't really had a chance to speak to Kim before, but I'd seen her work grow and grow over the months. And this was just such a reassuring, lovely episode because Kim has her own app. Like I said, it's an app that focuses on hypnosis as a form of relaxation and a form of kind of trying to get clarity over your life and stress relief. But she wasn't didactic. She wasn't like, this is the only way that you should be. This is the only technique that you could use. She was extremely open-minded and extremely down to earth. Like, I really came away from the conversation with Kim feeling like positive and grounded and like I had everything I needed to kind of go ahead and just believe in myself, you know, no matter what. And that was just such a powerful part of this episode. My favorite takeaway from episode 3 was this idea that learning how to be in your own body and in your own skin is actually about doing what you truly want to do in your life. And that moment for me really crystallized everything that I tried to do in my business. Because it's like, yeah, meditation is great. Mindfulness is great. It's fantastic to be more mindful in your life. But why are we doing it? We're not doing it to be Zen Buddhist monks. We're not doing it because we want to meditate all damn day. We're doing it because we want to learn how to do the things in our life that really mean the most to us and really feel good when we're doing it. And that for me was such a powerful statement that Kim mentioned in her podcast. And I really love that episode. Talking of feeling good in your own skin, episode 4 was honestly a dream come true for me. This was the episode with Adriana Limbach, and I still don't know if I'm saying her name correctly. I'm so sorry, Adriana, if I'm saying it wrong. I believe I'm saying it more or less correctly. Anyway, the point of this episode was that Adriana is a meditation teacher, and she's also the author of a brilliantly named book, Tea and Cake with Demons, A Buddhist Guide to Feeling Worthy. And the reason why this episode was such a huge dream come true for me was that basically, I have never felt enough. And growing up, even in my school reports as a child, I remember teachers used to say things like, Hannah has so much potential, you know, she's really competent and capable, but she never believes in herself. You know, if only she would believe in herself. And something that I've carried with me my entire life. And Adriana's book is just all about that feeling, that sense of not being good enough, not being worthy, which she says, and I truly believe to be true, is systemic. It's part of society. It crosses socioeconomic lines. It crosses gender lines. It crosses all kinds of, like I said, you know, social geographic boundaries. And yet it seems to affect women of all types massively, disproportionately. And this conversation was just so powerful for me. It really just felt like the equivalent of a huge warm hug, tea and a bit of cake with a really good friend. And for me, the real takeaway that I took from this episode was you are enough. We are all worthy. So many of us feel as though we are unworthy. But the real lesson that Buddhism and mindfulness meditation can teach us is that we are enough. We always can just know that we are grounded, solid and enough as we are. And everything else that we achieve in our life and everything else that we may want to do is just a brilliant bonus. And that for me is so key because doesn't that just take all the pressure off? It does for me. It makes me feel like no matter what I do or do not achieve in the day or the week or the year, I'm still worthy. I still deserve to be here. I still deserve to take up space. I still deserve to have my dreams and ambitions. And also, if I do achieve something, if I do go out there and make things happen or have a dream and work towards it, that's like an excellent bonus on top of the fact that I'm already worthy just as I am. And that for me just feels like a total revolutionary statement. And that was why speaking to Adriana was just a real dream come true, because it was so fantastic to know that I am not the only one that feels that way. And I know from talking to Adriana and also sharing her episode online that all of us feel that way. And I'm absolutely not the only one to feel that way. So that's why that episode was so life-changing for me. And it remains to this day one of my favorite episodes that I've ever done on this podcast. Episode 5 was a really interesting one. It was with Johanna Rossi, who's an artist living in Monaco. And super jealous of the fact that she lives in Monaco, because I really do feel like probably I need to go and live in a hot, sunny country in Europe somewhere at some point in my life. It's currently autumn in the UK and I am sitting here in a hoodie, a blanket. I have a lavender-filled wheat bag that I've put in the microwave to warm me up. And it's still only October. It's going to get a lot colder. So yeah, The weather is not necessarily on my side. But so anyway, all that aside, Johanna Rossi's episode was fantastic because it was a bit different to what's gone before, because Johanna is an artist and she was really honest about how she uses creativity to support her mental health. And the thing that really struck me about Johanna's episode was that she was so honest about how difficult it can be to find your purpose in life, especially when you love being creative, especially when one of your main vocations is to paint, is to be an artist. It's so difficult to feel like that is a valid use of your time. It can be tough to make a living doing creative work. It can be tough to feel like you deserve to spend time on creative work. And what I truly loved about Johanna was that how honest she was about her changing career path, about how finding your purpose is not necessarily a linear process. And I just thought that was so fantastic to hear that. And it just felt really validating as somebody who is quite creative myself, but also has a lot of interests and a lot of different passions, and always feeling like, you know, creativity is maybe not a serious endeavor or something that you can make as your career. You know, to really hear Johanna, who is a fantastic artist and who's going from strength to strength, say that she too had struggled with those things and had come out the other side and managed to, as she put it, pick up her brushes and kind of use them as a support for herself, but also other women struggling from that same self-doubt, was just absolutely wonderful to hear. She also talked a lot about how to be creative and how to pursue your creative, meaningful passions without reaching burnout and without completely exhausting yourself, which is just so useful in today's world when we just feel like we have to be firing on all cylinders all the time. And we feel like unless we're achieving things and unless we're working all the time, then we're kind of being a bit lazy. And so to hear that from Johanna was truly validating, and her honesty and her commitment to her purpose just really shone through. So that was such a brilliant episode. That was episode 5. Episode 6 was a really fun episode. It was with Meredith Whiteley, who's a meditation teacher, but also crucially, she uses chocolate as a way in to help people be more mindful, not only with their food and what they eat, but also throughout their entire life. And she also is a chocolate maker. She makes her own chocolate from home. And we just had such a brilliant conversation about the joy of chocolate, quite frankly, and why it's so powerful as a tool to help people get mindful and appreciate life. And not only that, but also she was super honest about her struggles with IBS and stress-related IBS and other digestive issues that she's had. And I just want to commend her for being so honest about that, because that might not be a very easy topic to talk about, going back to a time when you were very unwell and a time when you felt like stress was overwhelming you. And also to be able to use her love of chocolate as a tool to help overcome that time in her life and really truly to heal her body and mind. I mean, that for me was just brilliant. I mean, how glorious is that to be able to look at a good piece of chocolate and think, yep, this is going to heal my body and my mind. I mean, it sounds too good to be true, but episode 6 really showed me that it can be done. And Meredith was a joy to talk to. She was also recording with her little puppy next to her as well. So there were a few moments where we could hear him barking in the episode. And it just made me want to sit down with an amazing bowl of hot chocolate and make sure I go buy a puppy as soon as possible, to be honest. So it was a really great warming episode. Episode 7 was a brilliant foray into the world of work. It was with Ruth Newton, who is the creator of the Anti-Hustle Project. And we talked about something that's really dear to my heart and that actually I find quite difficult to talk about, which was the idea that you can actually work less and that it is actually possible to set your own hours and do less work than the average person might think you should do or what somebody might think an entrepreneur's life needs to look like or how many hours a day we typically do in a 9-to-5 job. So Ruth Newton, she's just a brilliant down-to-earth babe. She's great. She shares her routine on Instagram as well, and she's got dogs. So she's just a really down-to-earth, lovely woman. And she was so fantastic about talking about how she started the Anti-Hustle Project and her own struggles with hustle and what it means and why we feel like we always have to be on all the time. And if we're not burning ourselves down to the ground, you know, if we're not working so hard that we're giving ourselves pneumonia or whatever, then we're not working hard enough and it's our fault that we're not successful. And that's why we never do as much as we think we should or whatever. And those are all just myths and they're all really toxic, I think. And those myths about presenteeism in the workplace and how we always have to work longer and longer hours and how our work is never done and all of that stuff, I found it to be extremely damaging to my mental health when I worked in an office. And I felt like often office environments really do encourage you to abandon your own mental health for, I don't know, what it looks like on the outside, what your boss thinks. I really don't know. I feel like so many workplaces are really broken in how they treat their people and in how they approach work. I truly believe that you can actually get more done and be more successful and more effective as a worker and just as a human being if you work less but more intentionally. So this was a brilliant episode. We just talked about all those kind of taboo subjects when it comes to work. And how designing a life that you truly love is about taking control of your workday, running your day rather than letting your day run you, and actually deciding what it is that's important to you, prioritizing those things, and also realizing that work is not the only thing that defines you. You know, it's like when you go to a party and the first thing that everyone asks is like, what do you do? And they don't mean like, what do you do as a person? What is your hobby? What makes you come alive? They mean, yeah, what's your job? Like, what do you do 9-to-5 for money? And it's like, you know what? That's such a small part of who we are. It's such a small part of what's going on in our heads. And even if we love our work, even if it really brings us joy and we absolutely just get so much out of it, I truly believe that there's so much more to us than work. And even if, you know, we actually chill out more than we work, you know what? If we're still doing something that makes us happy, if we're still happy in our life, and if we're still able to provide for ourselves and for our families and live in a style that we want, I think that's absolutely fine. And in fact, I think that's what we should all be aiming to do, you know, to figure out who we are, what we want, what our perfect kind of life would look like, and then design it and screw what anyone else thinks and screw whether it looks like the traditional 9-to-5 that so many of us have been brought up to believe is the only way. And so that's why I loved this episode. Episode 7 was just such a fantastic validation of all of that stuff. Episode 8 was with Tim Desmond, who, quite honestly, I got him on the podcast because his book is called How to Stay Human in a Fucked Up World. Now, that is the kind of book that I would love to write. With a title like that, you just can't go wrong. Basically, though, this episode was a real deep dive into how mindfulness and meditation can help not only yourself, but also can quite genuinely help everyone else around us on a societal level. It can help us be more self-compassionate and therefore more compassionate to other people. This was a real deep episode because Tim got really honest about his struggles in his early life and what led him to follow the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh around monasteries and how he changed his life from being a pretty angry, sad, struggling student without much direction and just feeling angry and lonely all the time, and how he was able to use the teachings that he learned from Thich Nhat Hanh to transform his life. And now he's set up a meditation center, and he's dealt with some tough stuff in his life. His wife tragically died of cancer. He's got a young child, and he's able to turn difficult things, really struggling, strong, painful, critical, tough, really tough realities of life. And he was able to really talk about how, despite all of that, he's been able to continue, and how he still has hope, and how he's able to use meditation not only as a tool for himself, but also as a way to help so many other people. And I think that's so important to say, because meditation often gets criticized as being just another kind of middle class kind of luxury commodity. And there's such a huge amount of criticism leveled at it, saying that it is just navel gazing, it's just indulgent, it's selfish, it's just basically about cultivating self-obsession. And I would just say that anyone that thinks that, listen to episode 8 with Tim, because he showed how much meditation can be a tool for knowing yourself, yes, but not so that you can become self-obsessed, knowing yourself and taking care of yourself so that you can go and help other people around you. Because ultimately, if we can be compassionate to ourselves, it's about a billion, million times easier to be compassionate to other people, whether you agree with them or not. And that was a really fascinating part of our podcast episode then as well. How to deal with people, how to talk to people, how to engage at all with people who seem to have hugely contrasting views to yours, which I think in this day and age, when there's a huge amount of polarizing politics going on in many countries around the world, is a really useful and pertinent lesson that a lot of us can learn. Talking of self-compassion and taking care of yourself, episode 9 was another fantastic episode, and I actually spoke to a real life doctor, which was really cool for a little scientist geek like me. I spoke to Dr. Aisha Muhammad, who is an actual trained NHS doctor, and she really helped me understand how important it is to look after your sleep and prioritize sleep. And I say she helped me to understand, but honestly, she was preaching to the converted on this one, because I've always been a massive fan of sleep. And I'm really lucky that I've never struggled with sleep. Even when I've been really worried or upset, I've been able to sleep really well. Haven't always slept enough hours, but I've never had problems getting to sleep. Aisha was also really helpful in giving tips to people who maybe have struggled with sleep. And I know that a lot of my clients, they come to me, and this is one of the big things that they say. They say, I struggle with sleep. I'm so stressed that my thoughts just go round and round in my head and I just can't nod off. I don't know how to quieten my mind. I don't know how to shut my brain off. I don't sleep enough. I'm always exhausted, which doesn't help. And all of those really common issues that so many people struggle with. And meditation can be such a wonderful way of dealing with that and helping you to quieten your brain and helping you to shut off those kind of spiraling thoughts that keep you from falling asleep. But one of the reasons why I loved this episode is that we really focused on sleep as part of your routine of well-being. Like, how do you want to take care of yourself? Meditation is one of them, but sleep is so crucial. It's like part of your emotional toolbox, your armory, how you're going to live a life that means that you feel good. And one of the best quotes from this episode was, sleep is about being a better version of yourself, which I truly love, because it shows not only why sleep is so important and why we feel better when we have sleep and why we crave less sugar if we have sleep. She said it's about being a better version of ourselves, which means that everything you need is already inside you. It's not about being different. It's not about changing who you are. It's not about saying, well, if only I could do this, or if only I was better. It's like, no, it's about saying, listen, you are who you are. And all we're trying to do is help you be a more improved, happier, healthier version of who you already are. And I just love that, because that's the thing that sleep really helps us do. It's not going to transform our life. Getting 8 hours of sleep instead of 6 hours is all just going to make us feel better. And it's also been proven to help us physically, actually in our cells, to help us prevent long-term illness, to help us be better people to work with, and to help us realize that actually we can feel better just with the tools that we already have. Sleep. Everybody does it. Most people don't do it enough. So instead of looking outside of ourselves for kind of the magic pill that's going to solve everything, actually, this episode showed us that we can just use the tools that we already have and maybe start applying them slightly better so that, as Aisha says, we can be a better version of who we already are. The final episode of this 10-episode season was just a fascinating discussion with Salome, who is the founder of the online magazine and community Mindful Feminism. This episode truly can be summed up in the phrase that Salome herself said, which is, feminism is about letting women do whatever the hell they want. Like, can I get an amen, please? I just absolutely love that. And it actually really provoked me into thinking, what does that mean? Women doing whatever the hell they want, you know? What does that actually look like? How can we address that? How can we do that without a sense of guilt? And I think we discussed that in the podcast episode. You know, how does that look for different women? How can we use feminism? This idea that so many people say, you know, they misunderstand it, or they say, oh, I'm not sure if I'm a feminist, but then, you know, they go on to say all the reasons why they are, even though they don't want to use that word. You know, if you believe that women should be equal, if you believe that women should not be discriminated against just because they're women, then I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say, hey, you're a feminist, whether or not you like the word. It doesn't really matter to me what word you use. But this episode was just a brilliant discussion about why feminism is still relevant in this world, why we still need it, what it actually means, no matter what or how you define it in your own life. We also spoke about some of the issues that I covered a couple of weeks earlier with Tim, which was about how to talk to members of your family or people that disagree with you on these kind of big societal issues, and how to build bridges with them, and how to build boundaries and say, hey, this is important to me. This is what I need you to respect about me, without, you know, totally falling out with everyone or like ruining all of your dinner parties. And that was just a brilliant part of this discussion. I mean, Salome is a genius. I mean, she's got a master's in Harvard Law. You know, she knows what she's doing, and she is just a fantastically articulate but also deep thinking and really calm and grounded and warm woman to talk to. And I just felt so at peace after this episode. It was rebel rousing, and it was courage building, and it was brilliant, but it was also just a manifesto really for, you know, defining your own life and going out there and just doing whatever the heck you want, like whatever that looks like, and also however that feels. And I just bloody love how that just brings us neatly full circle all the way back round to episode one. If you remember, the quote from that was, it doesn't matter how your life looks, it's how it feels. So I just love how all of my guests have just, in their various ways, their different disciplines, their different life experiences, have all come together to help us really understand what it means to know ourselves, to love ourselves, to be who we are, and then to go out and do whatever it is that we truly want. And that is everything that I believe in, everything that I do. Whenever I sit down and do any work on my business or speak to any woman or have any clients, it's always about, how do you want to be? How do you want to feel so that you can go and do whatever it is that you want to do? That's it. That's it. And so I just love how my guests, all of them, without even knowing each other, without me even necessarily planning it that way, just came onto the podcast and were open and honest and brilliant and just so loving and sharing with their information and their time to just underline those key facts that I just keep coming back to over and over again. I cannot wait for season 3. I've got guests lined up already. It's going to be another set of brilliant conversations on some different topics. Yes, of course there's going to be overlap. I bloody well hope there's going to be overlap because this season has just been so incredible and badass. And like I said, some of the guests on this season were on my absolute dream big, never gonna happen list. So the fact that they said yes to being interviewed by little old me, it's pretty badass in itself. So I'm just gonna go out there and say thank you and just say, hey, I'm so proud of this season. And I would love if you could leave a review, a rating, whether you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple or on your Android. I don't really mind. I would just love it if you would screenshot the episode, share it with me on Instagram, and leave me a review, a rating. Leave me some critical feedback. Like, I'm big enough to take it. If you have something that you'd like to share, let me know, because it will be brilliant advice for me going into season 3. Like I said, this is still a new little baby podcast, and the fact that you are here listening to it means the absolute world to me. So I just wanted to sum up the brilliant guests and say thank you so much for listening, and keep your eyes and ears peeled for season 3 because it's coming. I don't know when, but it's gonna happen. Stay tuned. I love you all. Thank you so, so much for listening. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. You are a rock star. I would love to hear what you thought about this episode. Come and join the conversation over at Breathe Like a Badass on Instagram. Let me know that you've left a review for the podcast. Let me know that you've listened. Let me know your big takeaways or anything that really stood out to you or made sense. I appreciate every single one of you, and it is amazing that you've taken precious time out of your day to listen to this. So I would just absolutely love to see you there and just say thanks to you over DM or over email. Thank you so, so much. Another way for me to say thank you is through my free quiz, which asks you the question, what's really keeping you stuck and how can you break free? If you head on over to breathelikeabadass.com/quiz, that will give you access to your personalized results, and it will also allow me to send you your free 3-day course on exactly how to take super small but super effective steps towards the calm, clarity, self-belief, and let's be honest, courage that you need to build a fulfilled life that truly feels good. That's what I'm here for. That's my mission. That's why I do what I do. And that is what this podcast is here for. So thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I cannot wait to see you back here next week.